Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. Real talk.
Yep. Welcome to the show. 917-889-3926. Jump on it inside this Friday night cipher. Shadu T.M. Hyman. Welcome to the show, everybody. Congratulations to all graduates across the country and to all my MPIP graduates. We did it. Tonight, inside the Friday night cipher, my friends, we'll recap the weekend entertainment news. Hey, San Francisco Giants fan got beat to a pulp outside of Dodgers Stadium. We will talk about that, as well as some broke American Idol finalists. It's crazy to go on American Idol, get all that notoriety, and then end up dead broke. What was the point? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Welcome to the Cypher. HAC, Casso and Shot, Set Me Free. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast, instrumental.
Why don't you, babe?
Won't you just let go? You know it ain't working. Find them papers.
Day by day.
We ain't going nowhere.
You
nah.
Really
nowhere. It ain't like you love me or nothing.
I'm
just hanging on to nothing but win. Let go. Let go. I'm fed up. I'm fed up. Just give me my freedom. Give me my freedom. I told you I'm fed up.
I'm fed
let
up.
Let go.
She was made with a special ingredient. Her dressing is even with a drive up my blood pressure. I'm texting and BBing. I'm larger than medium. The stress is moving up inside. Wanting my freedom, but she's standing at the borderline. Not saying she's trying to hurt me, but trust me, it's controversy. The more that we fussing, the more I'm leaving. I'm trying to hurry. Hydrated, kind of thirsty. You flicker to find my mercy. I'm close to the edge and on pins and needles is where my nerves be. We don't be kissing like one of us got the herpes. And through this adversity, faithfulness, she's supposed to be up. It doesn't pay to keep her. If I can pay, I'll leave her. I use a check, cash, probably even twice a visa. I'm bleeding by the leader, shoulda knew the sign of Libra. Before I said I need her, shoulda took the time to read her. Being a lover, leave your death blind and growing weaker. Now I regret the day I bowed and stood before that preacher.
That means you say it's over, right? So why is it I'm still getting phone calls out of nowhere? Text messages out of nowhere. You wanna talk about what happened, but it's no fixing this situation, baby. It's dead. And I'm good. So now you can watch me spread my wings and yell it like, ow! Now it's more attitude. What happened to gratitude? You flip the strip on me like I be mad at you. It's more a headache looking and trying to set straight. All about egos, views, and side people. Now them hoes is a threat because you have weight. Holding on cause money causes champagne. Used to rep like you head of my campaign. Trying to get you out my mind like pants with grass stains. Memories live in the trash can. Be a fool to be locked up and give you my last name. But when the money goes, true color shows. When it's around, it's hitting like wearing underclothes.
See that?
You say what I want, and I just shrug my shoulders.
Oh, no.
I got some clueless, reconstructing the blueprint. Fish bowl in my feelings, so now it's new sense. The reverse without you.
Be about you.
Fuck with that nigga, man. Give him that headache. Set me free, you know? Let me do my thing. Let me get my life back. Let me move a quarter. Be it to be a born.
Niggas. WHAC, TM Hama Radio Live. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for Madam Boston. All that noise.
Like, look, it's a reggae connoisseur, Steel Pulse. How about that?
Steel Pulse. That's what's cracking.
Yes. And that's why I had to get away. I tried to hurry up and get away from the noise because I can hear feedback when you're talking. But maybe you didn't hear it, but yeah. So this is where I'm at.
I did not.
Okay.
Hey, that's what's good. Was hanging with Steel Pulse tonight. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hey, so who else is on that show out there with Steel Pulse?
As far as I know, just them. They out here jamming.
Hey, they're more than enough.
Yeah. Love
what's
it.
Good, what's up with your week?
And congratulations to you too, sir.
Hey, appreciate
for
that.
For your graduation.
No doubt. Appreciate it.
Woo-hoo.
So stand by. We're going to check back in with CeeLo, who's coming to us live from VA at a Steel Pulse concert. I'm a little jealous. Hey, I had a great time today, though. Hung out at a Holy Land Experience out in Orlando, Florida. Joining us, we got those other angels in a little bit. John, jump on it. Tell us what's up with your week. 917-889-3926. Man, Britney Spears in the news this week. She has been deemed not competent to take oath in a lawsuit. Brand Sense Partners is suing Brit for $10 million, claiming she tried to cut them out of a deal. That actually, they said that she tried to double-cross them and cut them out of a lucrative project with Elizabeth Arden. Brit's lawyers are saying that she is they're saying that she is not competent to take oath. I'm not sure what that means.
Britney Spears
not competent to take oath.
That is ridiculous. I mean, like, you know what? Once you do something that the masses don't like, she'll be crazy for the rest of her life. You know what I'm saying? Like, her best bet is not even to talk if she want to continue. You know, because they're going to make everything that she does I mean, look at Chris Brown. They try to piss him off every chance they get, knowing, you know, what buttons to push. It's like once people find your soft spot, they'll keep pushing it, hoping that you can spaz out so they can keep their medias going. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I don't think she's incompetent.
No, I don't think she's incompetent either. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya tonight. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good evening. How y'all doing this evening?
What up? All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right. What's happening?
We got CeeLo live in Virginia. Actually, you're live in Charlotte tonight at the Steel Pulse concert, right?
No, actually, I'm in Virginia Beach, on the beach. I told you I was going towards water. Kept it, you know, a little secret.
That's what's good.
But yeah, I'm on the water.
Still Pulse on the water in VA tonight. That's what's good. I got CeeLo hanging out. Again, welcome to the show, everybody. It's the weekend recap of the weekend entertainment news. We were just talking about Britney Spears being sued for $10 million from a company she partnered with called Brand Sense Partners. $10 million is what they're suing her for. It says she tried to double cross them with an Elizabeth Arden deal. Wow. But incompetent though, Toya? Britney Spears incompetent to testify? Get out of here. I'm like, yo, these celebrities.
No, she's not incompetent at all. There's nothing wrong with her.
Nothing wrong with her. Other than the fact that she doesn't want to pay $10 million.
She's very confident. She knows exactly what's going on.
Unbelievable. What's going on? What's good with your week, though?
My week went well. Good, thank you. And congratulations again on your graduation last night.
Hey, appreciate that. Definitely. Domare, your week?
Yeah. You. OMG, everybody. Everybody. I have to tell everybody, I finally, well, for those of that know what I've been going through since March 28th, and it's June 3rd. I finally got my truck back, okay? It's my
nice.
You're excited, aren't you? Smiling ear to ear.
That's funny.
I'm certainly excited. But I had a good week, and again, I want to follow up with Toya and say congrats, big man. I am so very proud of you. You are awesome. You set the example, the tone. I am proud of you. I am happy to be called your friend, to be in your circle.
Stop it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, it was an extreme 9 months, but graduating yesterday definitely made it worth it. I appreciate my peers and the team that I was on over the last 12 months. We were really all really excited, and we all went out, hung out at the Cheesecake Factory, about 30 of us last night. So we rolled up in the Cheesecake Factory deep in International Mall. But big up to my peoples, and big up to you all. Appreciate that. Hey, in the news, Dodger assault suspect loses bid for freedom. This guy, Mr. Ramirez, this guy is suspected of beating down a San Francisco Giants fan to a pulp outside of Dodger Stadium this week. I mean, this was like crazy. You know, just the loss, big round. I mean, this guy's off the prison because he beat the guy so bad. He's reportedly, you know, I mean, it's a felony. He beat the guy up so bad, he caught a felony charge. I'm not sure what happened, but at the end of the day, you know, it was firearms were pulled out. Ramirez claims he wasn't trying to attack the guy, but nevertheless, you know, this gentleman's locked up for a serious beatdown. He looked like a gang member. You know, I'm speculating, you know, and unfortunately I am judging. He looked like a freaking gang member, but he can't beat people up. He definitely can't pistol whip folks and think you're going to have your freedom. Coming up, we're going to talk about some struggling ex-idol finalists. A whole bunch of hype, but now they're broke. I don't get it. Why go on American Idol and, you know, if you're not really trying to keep your career going, if you go on American Idol and have all that exposure, millions of people watching you, you need to take the bull by the horn yourself and keep your career going. You know, we're going to talk about some broke American Idol, ex-American Idol fans when we come back. This is I'm Rolling. Dude, Overdose. We'll be right back.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cuz this shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shy. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. to put you on your boy. Soon as I get them, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't f*** with, what about, oh, you don't f*** with that. Let's take it back to, I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I f*** with your G, shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them, I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was OD. I'm rolling. I almost forgot what song we were listening to. This is tuned in to the Friday Night Cypher. Thanks for joining us. So, Mayor, how's it feel to get your truck back, your baby back? You've been driving in that little state crossover SUV for the past 2 months.
You know what? It was making so bad. Is that after all I had to go through, got the truck back, I couldn't even drive it because the inspection sticker expired in April. So I had take it to the shop to get it inspected. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that's T-Lo out there with Steel Pulse.
All right now, I'm loving it. And then after I got it inspected, the man didn't call and told me, he was like, look, your idle arm is messed up and it's a safety hazard and basically you're not gonna pass inspection if you don't get it fixed. Why is that like a whole lot of money? Didn't I tell you when I bought it, I ain't trying to spend, I just wanted an inspection. Needless to say, I couldn't get my truck passed inspection until I got this idle arm fixed with more than $16. Hello? But I am ecstatic to have my baby back, and you know I'm about to get in there right now to go driving. I'm excited.
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, it's the small things. It's the small things. It's 10:18 on the East Coast, 7:18 on the West Coast. You're into the Tim Hyman Radio Live. CeeLo at Steel Pulse. Dober back in the whip. Toya out in Newark, Delaware. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. Thanks for riding with us, everybody. Kim Lockhart. Y'all remember Kimberly? Actually, it's not Lockhart. Y'all remember Kimberly Lockhart? From the American Idols.
Yes, the pretty girl that was dating the sergeant guy off of the weight loss show, that reality weight loss show, the celebrity weight loss show. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was on American Idol. She was, I think, the third finalist back in 2002. She actually hit the road on a tour performing. Actually, this was back in 2008. She did a concert tour that was American Stars in Concert. It was a spinoff of the American Idol program. And she claimed that she went out working real hard on the tour. And after months and months and months of being on the road, she wasn't paid a dime. She wasn't paid not 1 cent. She said this is very unprofessional, insulting, and completely unacceptable. Now, something tells me that the promoter did a promo tour and she didn't know she was on a promo tour. Because I'm thinking you get your money up front. You get half the money anyway.
Where's her manager?
Wow, exactly. Someone didn't pay attention to the paperwork or read over the paperwork. That's crazy.
One thing for artists, our artists don't really, you know, take care of business all the time. We got to be smart about what we do, artists. Where's the paperwork? Need some paperwork. Most artists, if you expect to get paid, you normally get some money up front, you know, for each date. And if you're on a tour, you know, somebody wasn't handling your business for you, mama. Hopefully more luck in the future. 917-889-3926. If you got something you want to, you know, throw out, it's the cipher. It's anything goes tonight. Only on for an hour, 39 minutes left in the show. Let's check in with CeeLo. CeeLo.
Yes, sir. But I was going to drop off because every time I walk, every time I'm trying to walk, it's like loud something everywhere. So I'm like at the back of a building right now.
How many people
so
out there?
I don't have like any
how
loud noise. Yo, when I say I have never seen the beach so packed in my entire life, ever, ever, ever. Maybe because I stay away from crowds, but all I know is that, I mean, the whole beach is packed. It's beautiful. And then they have different stations set up. I'll say it's probably about 70 degrees down here. I mean, everybody is, it's like either partly clothed or hardly clothed. One of the two. I'm looking at a lady who's down here on crutches. So, I mean, it's something serious.
Yeah. Hey, but still post. So bring them out. Still post does that. Bring them out.
I'm telling you. I couldn't tell my mother where I was because she would have spazzed out immediately. I would have been everything but the child of God.
And we don't want you to be that. Even if you are, we don't want her to think that.
Exactly.
Hey, we'll be back, everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had a nail, smell the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she loved the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start when the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hawk, and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. Defending your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and top. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game,
coach. You, I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 You're feeling my style, I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around, hard to pick up the tackle. one of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game. So
you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy, don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Wears number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for, I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out the game,
boy,
go.
Me, you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code.
That is Val to put me in the game, coach. Tonight is Friday night wrap up, the Friday night cipher. Thank God it's Friday. I'm in the beach, the steel pole. I got my truck back. Toya, what you have before this Friday?
I'm getting my Chinese garden together. I'll back. You know how I do. I'm putting together my park bench that goes out there, Joe Mayor. You know about my backyard.
Oh, you
well,
got the bench?
My husband is. I'm just assisting him, huh?
You got the bench?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it.
Oh. I know everybody's probably like, okay, it's a park bench. Why do they sound so excited?
She got a nice backyard, guys. You just have to see her backyard. It's very pretty.
What's the Chinese garden? Well, what's a Chinese garden? I'm ignorant to
that.
I have
boardwalks and lanterns and flower beds all over the place and
lights
all that
out there.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you sit out there on the deck and, you know, on the patio with the nice outdoor furniture and the rugs and she's going to have that fire pit in a minute. And yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I'm working on that probably tomorrow.
I love it.
I got to flip the script for a minute. And talk about the 2012 presidential race that is absolutely underway. Did you all see the CEO of Godfather's Pizza do his announcement with sunglasses on?
Who's cool like that?
Mr. Herman Cain threw his hat in for the presidential race for 2012. Mr. Cain is a businessman, a politician, a radio host, and despite having almost no name recognition a few months ago, he is polling surprisingly well, along with Mitt Romney, who's probably the biggest heavyweight to enter the race at this point, along with Newt Gingrich. Who's Newt? Everybody knows Newt's the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, a very well-known political figure, messy lifestyle, though, and some real messy comments that he made while the head of the House. But this thing's about to get interesting. Now, Sarah Palin, she has not announced it, but you know she's on a bus tour right now across the country. So anybody who can spell cat, C-A-T, knows that this is absolutely, you know, her start, you know, to her throwing herself into the race in 2012. This is going to get crazy. This is absolutely going to get crazy. So I know you surprised me with your political perspective during the last election. So go ahead. You was about to comment.
No, I was just going to say it's Palin. She's not going to get very far because the Republicans, regular Republicans, don't even support her like that. So I don't think.
But
that's
did you see who was in the news with her this week? Who looks like he might be supporting her this week? They had
actually haven't been up on
in New York.
Who?
They had lunch in New York. Actually, I heard they were having either pizza or hot dogs in a little shop in New York that was shut down, but a whole bunch of paparazzi on the outside. Mr. Crazy Hair himself, Mr. Donald Trump.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we had lunch with Palin, and it was a media frenzy this week in which people are questioning if he's putting his support behind her.
Yeah, since nobody will support him, I guess he's got to move on to other things, huh?
Yeah, two peas in a bucket.
Well, how about John Edwards being indicted on that mistress cover-up on two counts?
John Edwards is saying, what you talking about, Willis?
Well, you know, John Edwards was indicted on that mistress cover-up thing that was going on back in, like, 2008, the one that he had a child with, saying that he paid, like, over $900,000.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't pay anybody. He said he didn't pay anybody anything. What you talking about, Willis?
Well, he acknowledged that he had done wrong. You know, federal prosecutors charged him.
Well,
no, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Using $900,000 of his contributions, however you want to word it. Whether he paid someone or used the contributions, it was an exchange of money from him to another party. How about that? But he did that to hide the pregnant mistress during his 2008 run for president. And he just got indicted on those charges today.
He said it wasn't me. It was my campaign manager. It wasn't me.
Whatever. He is full of it.
The Democrat from New York, the House of Representatives, Mr. Weiner.
Mr. Weiner.
Right. With the Twitter picture.
Mr. Weiner. With the Twitter pic.
Is he a congressman or a delegate? He's a delegate.
The Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he's just trying to put it back. Yeah, trying to put it behind him and just get back to work. It doesn't happen that easy, sir. You can't just say, "I want you guys to forget about it. I'm going to get back to work." Mr. Weiner.
But everybody keeps asking you in the pictures. He's like, "I'm just saying that hackers can manipulate pictures." He's not saying that it's not him, but this is the thing. Everybody is saying that he's known on the floor for being a straight shooter, shooting straight from the hip, telling it how it is, you know, being straightforward, you know, up front. But he's been so evasive about these pictures that is making people like second guess it, because he want to run for mayor too, a New York or something.
Well,
he want to run for something.
Mr. Weiner, it looks like people found out you were sending pictures of your wiener via Twitter.
So sad with the pics. And I know you guys know about Bishop Eddie Long settling on his whole thing for $15 million, settling on that. Speaking of sending pictures and then evading, being evasive while answering questions.
No. I have not gotten the update on Eddie Long. He settled out of court for $15
million? $15 million.
He never denied it.
He didn't, and what he never did. He ran around the question that was asked every time, but
he denied.
Yeah, my husband and I were just talking about that. He just said the same thing. He never said he didn't do it. He just didn't say he did.
You gonna pay $15 million and you didn't do something?
Oh no, we're fighting that to the end. I'm not paying
$15 million. Who's the $15 million going to?
Three or four plaintiffs in the case. Regardless, I don't care if it was one or four. $15 million? Really? Come on
now. That's a lot of money.
Michael Jackson didn't settle for $15 million, and he fought to the end. He was on TV. He held all kinds of press conferences, interviews. I didn't touch the little boy. And he didn't take $15 million.
Wow. Hey, let's go to the phones on this one. Area code 202, last four digits, 4083. We know you got something to say in Washington, D.C. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hey. Y'all know my name.
What's going on?
Hold on.
Cool.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's the name? I was thinking T.D. Jakes, but nah, it's Eddie Long. E.D. Long, he know what he did, and everybody knows what he did.
What did he do, Cole?
He touched them little boys on. He touched them little boys on their pee-pee.
And paying $15 million for it. That's crazy.
Yes,
man,
it is.
And then, but what was crazier that was that this guy, look, I don't care what lifestyle anybody live, but just don't be a hypocrite. And this guy was holding rallies, being a hypocrite, and then this is what he's doing. He's like those Republican congressmen that are kicking some other man's foot underneath the toilet stall so he can have a rendezvous in the bathroom. But at the same time, like they're talking about
playing footsies, hey.
Yeah. And so this dude, then he goes back to the church, and they all up there applauding him, and the place is packed because he's back. And I'm sitting there like, I mean, you're supposed to forgive people because only God can judge you or whatever, but this man is a hypocrite.
But did he step down? I didn't realize he had stepped down.
He didn't really step down, but he kind of stepped away and
everything
went away.
I didn't hear anything about him stepping down.
He kind of hid away until things cooled down. He went on the run.
I don't think
he
cooled off at all, not for $15 million.
Yeah, nah. Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. That is crazy.
He got $15 million. Wow, the church will be paying tax and fares. At the champion fund, the building.
Exactly.
Is that his money or is that the church's money?
That's what I'm saying, Terrence. Where is he getting $15 million from? Now, is that coming from the money that people have been tithing and paying offerings for at the church? Because if he has $15 million sitting around just give away, he could be giving some of it to me. Where's the $15 million coming from?
Hey, we had a conversation. We had a conversation about this today at work, and they were saying that, I'm not sure how true this is, but somebody was saying that his church isn't like where the members vote on who the pastor is and everything, that since he started it up, he does basically have full control over what goes on there.
He's the CEO. It's like a business. He's the CEO of the church. It's not a board of directors.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, let's
talk. Personal asset. That the church
got
to pay for it. That don't mean it's still
got to
come out of the church pocket.
Right. Well, why would the church have to pay for it? The church didn't commit any type of crime.
Yeah, it's a personal situation. No,
that's
the business shouldn't have anything to do with the financial obligations of his
loan.
That's
right.
Exactly.
So that's coming out of his pocket, his personal finances. He'll be foreclosed on. He'll lose personal possessions. I don't know. But, yeah, $15
wow.
million dollars
wow.
is a lot of money.
But I think they were suing him and the church, weren't they?
I think they were. Friday, June 3rd, folks. We are recapping the week in entertainment news. We're talking about Eddie Long. But when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. And guess what? I hear Arnold Schwarzenegger has a couple other kids, too. This is crazy. This
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. on like this, looking like a movie.
Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the crew. Come on, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell a lie. First I sell a high, then I give a one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She find way and fly away at my convenience. The same tip, checking in a five-star suite. Come on, with some five-star freaks, get that high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, I see a bad boss back seat.
Hello. Good morning.
Forget that.
Just because you have been ordained or what have you does not take away your humanistic value. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So it's like, you know, you can't down him. And like I was saying earlier, being that he's a bishop, that means that there are 11 others in place to take his place. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I think he should get the hell out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't need to be the leader of any other church. Not for right now. Not for right now. Because after he gets over this and detoxes from this little situation right here, he'll have more of a testimony to be able to teach and lead. You see what I'm saying? Not saying he should step away from pastoral work altogether, because the best pastors have been alcoholics, have been, you know what I'm saying, like, freaking, they have gone through something, giving a testimony of how God has changed them. You know what I'm saying? Giving, and so people will follow honesty. And he didn't give that. He didn't give the people that. And he took advantage of the younger generation. That, you know what I'm saying, that he had his hands over. Literally, apparently.
Oh, no. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
baby.
Let's move right along to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger, Schwarzenegger is crazy. I was looking at some pictures last week where Arnold actually had Maria Shriver at the baby's christening, like years ago, when she had no idea. She thought she was supporting her housekeeper and
wow.
The baby. And Arnold,
wow.
You know, took the family, took his kids and his wife to his child's christening, and they had no idea. Some other folks have come out this week to say that, you know, he has other kids. So this is, like, crazy.
Old enough to be
Arnold
your mom.
Yeah, Arnold's pretty old. Hey.
I
this dude got swag,
old enough to be your mama.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Young boys. Young boys is trying to holler, y'all. Young boys is trying to holler at the ladies. We are old enough to be their mothers, okay? Like, why are you outside? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt y'all.
She said, I'm old enough to be your mama. She didn't tell them I'm old enough to be your mama.
Hey, they looked like they was old enough to be one of my kids.
I'm old enough to be one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's mamas, baby mamas.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
Between Dee Dee and CeeLo, there's a lot of racket going on in their backgrounds. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay a lot to get the truck fixed, or did insurance take care of it?
Okay, the insurance took care of the damages, but I had to pay to get the rest of the work done after the inspection came up with this issue. So, I mean, it wasn't something I had expected to pay. I hadn't budgeted it. It wasn't $16 like I had planned on it.
$16.
It definitely
wow.
was like triple thousand times 16. I don't know even the number times 16, but it wasn't what I expected to pay. But
wow.
That's okay. I got my baby back. I'm at peace. You know, I'm just going to say, I'm going to say this, when it rains, it pours, but I'm telling you where you know where your source comes from. I'm reading a new book called Hung by the Tongue, and I'm also practicing on this memory verse for all those who may suffer from the same thing I suffer from. It's from 2 Timothy, actually, and it's God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And, you know, I just needed to feel the book was just so simple. It talks about how you get rid of the negative thoughts, or the thoughts we were talking about on the show earlier, I mean, a couple of shows ago, about the negative thoughts. How do you get rid of them? Period. Just by saying positive things, period. So you got to fill your mind up. Your mind is a weapon against you. So, you know what I'm saying? So if you fill it up with a bunch of negativity, if you're not filling it up with a bunch of positive stuff, then when it's time for something positive to come out you, it's not going to come because it's not in your mind. So start replacing your thoughts with just a bunch of positive things. So I've just been trying to, you know, that's what I've been focusing on. And I'm telling you, it's just, I've had an awesome week in the midst of, and just been grateful that I've been able to see a lot of other people have awesome weeks as awesome week as well. I'm just happy. My week has ended blessed, and all my debt has been paid. I mean everything. I am blessed this week. Thank you. Okay, I'm done.
That's what's good. Hey, and I just saw the text that you sent me earlier. I was out again at the Holy Land Experience earlier, so I missed that text. But I appreciate that. I appreciate the love. Hey, this is Flash. Hey, guys. 6-5. Back in a moment.
Trying to get Flash, come around my way. Hey. Here someday. You got friends and
Jay God, Wale flow. When I come through the block, I let the whole thing go. When I come through with zips, I got the whole thing to blow. 2012, nigga, anything goes. See me riding through the city, looking shitty in my hoopty. I got a 9 milli, I'ma stick it on a big rally. Push off the pack, or I'll run it to the top. Anything left in the nest, get knocked off. Down here chillin' on the clock. Yep. Economy fucked up, I still kill him on the clock. And old days at the job and the gas price high. You gotta love America, them niggas, they still get high. Old days at the job, yeah, the bitch, you still got him. They ask about the fees, but that bitch, I still got him. Come holler. I just touched down with a fresh pack. Yep. New strap, bitch came with a bus pass. Real shit. Yeah. Yeah. C4, my nigga.
Yeah.
C4, my nigga. All the pretty girls ride. Now all the bad girls ride. 6'5. She don't give a fuck and I don't give a fuck either. Once she see the swag, then she's hotter than a fever. The rock bird and she wanna hit the hotel. Perfume linger with the Pacquiao smell. I don't send no money unless I cop a deal. Bo Jackson nigga, I'm the real deal. Only in your wildest dreams you can cop a steal. Got a sister and a brother and they all pack steel. Northeast nigga, I said the DMV know me. I'm all for the fresh clothes, jeans ain't phony. Hard dick, keep the girls hollering like an owl. She like the way I hack the pussy, something like a foul. All black phones with a blue red Nike check. You might make one spread, I make some slash on your neck. Yeah, nigga, so much pain going on. Hell raising shit, got nails going on. Never jammed up, cause I plan to escape. Then you know I roll leaves with the motherfucking ring.
Hip-hop group? Is that a duo, artist? What is that?
it's not really a group. 6ix9ine, just you know, two different rappers. They just, you know, did a little collab all together. That's all.
Okay, 6ix9ine is just an artist. Okay, good deal.
Yeah, about it.
CeeLo hanging out, still post concert. My man Coop, Washington D.C. Toya, Newark, Delaware, Domare, Chesapeake, VA. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. I was talking earlier about the 2012 presidential election that's coming up next November. Hey, we already got some candidates in the fold. Talk to you about the former CEO of Godfather Pizza, Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich. We know that Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts, you got Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. We know Ron Paul. Ron Paul won. He actually lost last election. He's the congressman from Texas. We have Tim, I don't know if this is right, but I'm going to attempt it. It looks like Pawlenty. He's the former governor of Minnesota. Rick Santorum, a former senator from Pennsylvania. John Boatman, a former ambassador to the United Nations. You got Michelle Bachmann, congressman from Minnesota. And then some maybes, of course, is a former governor of Alaska, vice president, vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. She's a maybe. John Huntsman, a former governor of Utah and ambassador to China for the Obama administration. Then you got Rick Perry, former actually he's the governor of Texas right now. I mean, Rudy Giuliani is also you know, one of those maybes that might be running up against our president. I say this: get out, rock your vote, support your president, support my president. Let's support our president. You know, I don't care what they say. It was troubling to hear Mitt Romney say this week that Obama he gave him an F. He gave him an F. So Coop, what would you rate President Obama right now? If you had to give him a grade on his report card, what would you give him?
I'd give him a B.
Okay.
I would give him a – huh?
No, go ahead.
I would give him a B, but I wouldn't say it's totally his fault that he has a B. I mean, it's like it's part of – possibly it's because of how they've been trying to hold him back. And so he's been had to make compromises because things could be better, but he had to make compromises. If people that do, if you study history and you look at when FDR was president during the Great Depression, when he did things his way and he had total control of everything, Congress and he had all Congress, Senate and the House, the economy improved more when he did it his way, the Democratic way, the more socialist way.
Mm-hmm.
But when because the Republicans kept on complaining, he went ahead and went with their way. The economy went down. And that's kind of what's happening with Obama right now. I mean, he compromised and he went a little bit more towards their way, and now the economy is starting to slow down.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is they're going to blame him, even though what happened is, what the reality is that he compromised trying to play middle of the road. Like right now with this whole debt ceiling, huh?
That's the problem. That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and right now with this whole debt ceiling thing, they stuck their foot in their mouth when they went after Medicare, but now because they had the debt ceiling, they're basically saying that Obama and the Democrats will have to either come with them on Medicare, or they're going to hold the debt ceiling hostage, and when the economy collapses from that, they're going to blame Obama and the Democrats. So either way, we're going to stick it to you and the American people.
Right. Toya, what grade would you give President? We got 60 seconds left in the show. What grade would you give President Obama?
A B. If you look at the circumstances in which he took over office, he's accomplished a lot. He has a lot more that he needs to do, but it's not just him running the show. So I think he's doing fairly well based on the circumstances.
Right. CeeLo, what grade would you give President Obama?
I give him an A. I don't give a crap what nobody say. I give him an A. Because of the fact he came into a F-up relationship and tried to mend it and was given minimal equipment to do so, and he still did good. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that they're just hoping that he did bad enough to not win the next election. And the thing is that what they're doing is setting him up to win it. Because I'm telling you, I understand like the polls dropped and all that crazy crap, but the thing is, who are they asking? Because they didn't ask me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not part of their poll.
Good night to those listening to us online. Good night if you're online listening to us. Good night. Omer, what grade would you give up, Mr. President?
I think I would have to go with an A minus, B plus range, only because, well, not only because that sounds negative. I think Obama has done an awesome job, the best he could with what he could, given, you know what I'm saying, like the limitations and the people. And because, you know, sometimes you have to compromise in the position that you're in, and because he doesn't have sole power, it's not his way or the highway, really, you know what I'm saying? But I do wish he would take a much harder stance with some things and not compromise. But, I mean, I guess that's just my point of view. You got to do what you got to do for the good of everybody. But, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, you might got to put your kahunas on the table sometimes.
I think what Coop said is real. There's some compromising that has to take place. I agree with that, CeeLo. That there's some things that, you know, he's not by himself. You know, it's a balance. I would give him a B plus. You know, I think that he could be more bold when it comes to some things. But, you know, nevertheless, we got to get out and rock the vote, and we got to understand what's happening in the landscape. Don't sit back and just, you know, let things happen. All right. Hey, coming up Sunday, tune in 7 p.m. We'll be right back here, Empowerment Sunday. And, hey, we got a surprise, not necessarily a surprise, but we got a special segment we're going to be adding in a few weeks to come, Mortgage 911. We're going to be actually helping you to understand mortgages and loans. We're going to help you with loan modifications. We got Keela McCaskill, who's going to come and lend us some expert advice over probably a course of about 2 months to help folks to understand how to hold on to their houses, understand foreclosures, how to prevent foreclosures, loan modifications, and all that. Again, join us back on Sunday. Keela won't be with us Sunday, but we got her coming up on a consistent basis here soon. You're in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. I say follow through. You know, don't just keep sitting back. Follow through, make it happen. This is your dude, T.M. Hammond, signing off. Angels, take us home.
Be blessed.
You do it well. I'll check y'all out Sunday. Be a blessing. Yes.
T.M. Hammond Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hammond Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hammond Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.